Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chof Ches, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, HaToikea L'toich HaBor O L'toich HaDos V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadio ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora Basmecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel Bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malcolm Miriam Bas Esther, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So, Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Ches, is a daf that's in the conversation for maybe the most famous and the most raid-driven daf in Shas. We are, Be'ezus Hashem, going to go through the Gemara, and rather than speak out raid, simply because it's impossible to even pick and choose what direction to take this daf in, we'll reference, Be'ezus Hashem, many related raid bites, and Tein L'chacham V'yech Gamoy. But the Gemara begins with the Mishnah and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis that said, HaToikea L'toich HaBor O L'toich HaDos O L'toich HaPitas. If somebody blew shofar, but he blew shofar into a pit, into a cistern, into a very large barrel, the point is that it's an area that creates an echo. So says the Mishnah, Im kol shofar shom ayos. If somebody heard the coil of the actual shofar, his yoitza, his mitzvah of tkiya shofar. Im kol havara shofar. If, however, the person heard the sound of the echo, lo yotza, he's not going to be yoitza. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, Lo Shanu, this that the Mishnah said, that if somebody heard the sound of the echo, he's not Yoitza, that's only true, Lo Isana in the Masfasa bar. For somebody that's standing outside of the bar. So somebody's in the bar blowing shofar, there were others that were outside the bar. Those others that are not in the bar together with the Baal Tekeya, maybe are Yoitza, maybe are not Yoitza, it's a discussion in the Mishnah. Avil says, Rav Huna, but anybody that was inside the pit together with the Baal Tekeya, Yatzu for sure is going to be Yotze. So the whole question of whether you're Yotze or not, and the reason you would have to ask your local rabbi to figure out whether you have to hear Tkiya Shofar again, that's only as it relates to somebody that's outside of the pit. But if someone's in the pit together with the Baal Tekeya, for sure he's going to be Yotze. And the reason is, says Rashi, one line, Hein kol ha-shofar lo'olam shamu. Because anybody that's inside the pit together with the Baal Tekeya, including the Baal Tekeya, for sure heard the call shofar. There's no chashash echo, and as a result, you're going to be yoitza. Says the Gemara, this was a chiddush that Rav Huna said, but really, it's mefurish in a brisa. Tanya nami hochi hatekeya l'teich habar o l'teich hados yotza. If somebody blows shofar into a bar, into a dos yotza, he's for sure going to be yoitza. And this Mishnah doesn't make any caveats. There's no kleine oisius. There's no asterisk next to this. The Mishnah, the Brisa says Yotza. Frank the Gemara, how could you just simply say Yotza? For time we learned in our Mishnah, lo Yotza, you're not Yotza. Elo lav shmamin okid Ravuna shmamin. It must be, this is right to what Ravuna said, that even though it says in the Mishnah, sometimes you're Yotza, sometimes you're not Yotza, that's only as it relates to people that are outside the bar, but if somebody's inside the bar, for sure he's going to be Yotza. Just to speak out, usually when the Gemara says Tanya Nami Hochi, it's a Brisa that says verbatim what the Amora said. So Rav Huna is the Amora. He's commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, HaTekeh L'teich HaBor O L'teich HaDos, sometimes Yotza, sometimes Lo Yotza. Comes again Rav Huna, and he gives a major qualification to the Mishnah. He says, that's only as it relates to the people that are outside the bar. But if someone's inside the bar, for sure he's going to be Yotza. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi. Now, what were we expecting in real time? Oh, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa. That's going to say that mefurish. That's going to say that there's a difference between people in the bar, outside the bar, and that if you're inside the bar, for sure you're going to be yotze. It's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara had a brisa that said, HaTekeh L'toich HaBor O L'toich HaDos Yotze. Doesn't say anything about in the bar, outside the bar. So what's the Tanya Nami Hachi? It's a little different than what it usually is. The Tanya Nami Hachi is that we have a brisa that contradicts a Mishnah. Now, that could be, but it's always a last resort option. L'katchila, we'd like to make Shalom b'mroimov, and we'd like to make the Mishnah reconcile with the Braisa. So I have a Mishnah that says sometimes lo yatza. I have a Braisa that says lo ilam yatza. How's that possible? Must be there's a chilik. Must be sometimes yes, sometimes no. What chilik must that chilik be? Probably Ravuna. So the Gemara says, Shmamina kid Ravuna, Shmamina. But just to point out what the Gemara is doing, it's not a Tanya Namahachi like the usual Tanya Nami Hachi, which is a brisa that says literally what the Amora said, but at the same time, from the brisa, we can infer, at the very least, Rav Huna's Chiddush. Says the Gemara, Ikid Rami Luhum Nirma. Some had Rav Huna's halacha stated in a slightly different formulation, meaning the way the Gemara presented Rav Huna was as a comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hatekele techabar, oilo techados, oilo techapitais. Sometimes you yoytza, sometimes you not yoytza." Am Rav Huna. The Mishnah is talking about people that are outside the bar, but if you're inside the bar, you're going to be yoytza. There were others that had Rav Huna not simply commenting on our Mishnah, but rather he was coming to answer a kasha. What was the kasha? Ika de ramalu mirma. There were those that had a steer. Tanan, our Mishnah said, "Atikela teichabar oilo teichados layotza." Vatanya, we learned in a brisa yotza. Am Rav Huna, Rav Huna coming to answer the kasha between the Mishnah and the brisa said, like kasha, it's really not sure. Kan lo oisin oimdim al svasabar. Kan lo oisin oimdim bebar. The people that are standing al svasabar, that's our Mishnah. Sometimes he yotza, sometimes he not yotza. The people that are inside the bar, they're always going to be yotza, like Rashi said, because them kol hashayfa loivam shamu. We always assume that what they heard was the coil of the shofar. Amar Rava. So Rava said, and some people have the girsa, Amar Rabba. Shema mixas tkiya bebar. If somebody heard part of a tkiya inside the bar, umixas tkiya al svasabar, and then he heard part of the tkiya al svasabar, the halach is yotza, he's going to be a yotza. So we're going with the assumption that if somebody hears the tkiya al svasabar, he's not yotza, because we're concerned that he heard the koil havara. But if you heard it inside the bar, like Rav Huna said, then you are going to be yotza. So what if you heard some of it in the bar, some of it outside the bar? So Rava said the halach is you're going to be yotza. Mixas tkiya koidem shalom udashachar. What would be if somebody heard part of the tkiya before alois hashachar? Umixas tkiya. And you're part of the tkiya after Alois HaShachar, lo yotza, then he's not going to be yotza. Now, the background to this halacha is what the Mishnah says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and that is that tkiya shofar has to be dafka bayoyim. It's learned out from the fact that the Torah refers to the zman of tkiya shofar. The Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah as yoyim teruah, yoyim day, as opposed to laila, which is night. But the point is that tkiya shofar has to be during the day. What's day? Day is defined as b'diyeved alois hashachar. L'katchila neitzachama, but b'diyeved it's alois hashachar. So said Rava, if somebody would hear part of the tkiya, it's the same tkiya, but part of it he heard before alois hashachar, part of it after alois hashachar, lo yotz, he's not going to be yotz. Why? Because the part that he heard after alois hashachar is fine, but the part that he heard before alois hashachar, it was laila. You can't be mekayim mitzvah tkiya and shofar by laila. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya told Rava, I don't understand. Why is it if you heard part of the tkiya before alois and part of the tkiya after alois, you're telling me you're not yotza? Because you have to hear the entire tkiya at the zman of chiyuv, which is after alois hashachar. So nu hachanami, the same thing. So why is it okay if you heard part of it inside the bar, part of it outside the bar? What you heard inside the bar is fine, but what you heard outside the bar is not fine. So why is it okay if you hear part in part? So he told him, there's a big difference. Hasam over there, laylo lasman chiyuvahu kla. In the second case, where you heard part of the tkiya before alois hashachar, you heard it at night. Nighttime is not a zman of tkiya shofar. It's pashut the wrong day. Or in this case, it's the wrong time of day. And as a result, if you hear part of the tkiya at a time that's not zman chiyuva klal, near you can't be yoytza. But hacha over here, bar chiyuva, makam chiyuvahu. Over here, what was the mixas tkiya that was an issue? The mikzas tkiya that you heard inside the bar. No, that bar really is for sure a zman chiyuva, but it's even a makim chiyuva. For who la oisan oim dem bar? For the people that are inside the bar. So being that this place is a place of chiyuv, even though you yourself are al svas habar when you heard part of the tkiya, the halach is it's going to be okay. So Rava told Abaya a very clear lumdus to delineate between hearing part of a tkiya outside a bar versus hearing part of a tkiya before alois hashachar. Before alois hashachar is not a zman of tkiya shofar, not for you, not for anybody. As opposed to hearing tkiya shofar outside the bar, it's true for you, it's not a makim of chiyuv, but for someone inside the bar, it is a makim chiyuv. So even for you, it's not so bad, and as long as you heard part of it inside the bar, that's going to be enough to be yaitza. But one thing is clear, says the Gemara. L'meimer desavar rova, shama soif tkiya, beloi tchilas tkiya, yaitza. That you don't have to hear the entire tkiya. Meaning, if a Baal Tekeya blows a tkiya gedayla, and you hear part of it, as long as what you heard is enough of a shir, that in and of itself is going to be fine. You don't have to hear the whole tkiya. A miktas tkiya itself is going to be okay. How do you see that? Because he said clearly, did Rava, Shoma miktsas tkiya bibbar, u miktsas tkiya al svasa bar yotza. Now the svasa bar was not okay, but as long as you heard miktsas, it's going to be fine. And the Gemara says in Mela, and if it's true that if you hear the soif tkiya, that's okay, tchilas tkiya b'leif tkiya tkiya yotza, you would say the same is true. If I heard the beginning of the tkiya, not the end of the tkiya, it's going to be fine. Now if this discussion sounds familiar, it's because the Gemara had this very, very exact inference on Daf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, and the Gemara there discussed it a little bit. We had two Tashmas, and the Gemara now is going to bring the same exact two Tashmas. These next several lines is Chazara from yesterday's Daf. Says the Gemara Tashmas, is this true? Talk about Rishayinu. What would be if the Baal Tekeya was blowing a Tekiya Umashach Bishtiya Kishtayim? So he did Tekiya Shvarim through a Tekiya, and then he's doing again Tekiya Shvarim through a Tekiya, and instead of making the third Tekiya of the first set as one independent kiyah, and then the first kiyah of the second set as an independent kiyah, he just made one long kiyah, and he wants it to work for both. So says the Braiso, what's the halacha? Ein biyadai ela achas. It only counts as one. Frank the Gemara, why does it only count as one? Why don't you count it as two? So what are you going to tell me? No, I can't count it as two, because it's going to come out that the first half of it I'm using for one tkiya, the second half of it I'm using for another tkiya, so I'm not being yoytza with a whole tkiya, I'm only being yoytza with a chelik of a tkiya. But the Gemara is saying that if I only need a chelik of a tkiya, if a tchilas tkiya is enough, and a soif tkiya is enough, so much so, that if I would hear part of a tkiya in an oifen where I can't be yoytza, that in and of itself would be okay. So why should this be any worse? So the Gemara says, no, there's a svara that this should be worse, because psuke tkiyasa mehadadi loy paskinon. It's true, Rava holds, you could be yoytza with a miktsas tkiya, either a tchilas tkiya or a soif tkiya, but you can't take one tkiya and use it for two. So if you want to use a half a tkiya and then discard the other half a tkiya, that will let you do. But if you want to take one tkiya and it should be oyla as tkiya number three, and then as number four, that's not something you're able to do. Tashma, the Gemara says, however, maybe there's a little insight to this discussion from somewhere else. If somebody blows shofar into a bar, but if you heard the kol shofar, you're not going to be yoytza. Why aren't you yoytza? Why aren't you yoytza in the case where there was an echo with the beginning of the tkiya, before the sounds got all mixed up, before this echo was created, for sure there was a good kiyah. So why is it ever a problem? If you could be yoytzen with a tchilas kiyah, shouldn't that be okay? So the Gemara says, you're right. And from that Mishnah, you see clearly that you can't be yoytzen with a tchilas kiyah. Again, hatekeh l'teichabar, oy l'teichados, oy l'teichapites. That's a raya. You can't be yoytza with a miktsas tkiya. Because if you can be yoytza with a miktsas tkiya, what's the issue? You heard the echo? Before you heard the echo, you heard a good tkiya. So must be really, you can't be yoytza with a miktsas tkiya. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, Rava said that if someone heard miktsas tkiya bibar, and miktsas tkiya al svasabar, yotza, he's going to be yoytza. How's the yoytza? The miktsas tkiya that he heard in the bar, he's yoytza with. But the miktsas tkiya that he heard al svasabar, that he's not yoytza with. The miktsas tkiya in the bar is yoytza. That was what Rav Huna said. Based on a braisa, a tanya nami hachi, you can be yoytza with that. But the miktsas tkiya that's al svasabar, that you can't be yoytza with. So freik de gemara, hodja kushila duchte, how could you be yoytza? And don't tell me you're yoytza with the little bit that was betay chabar, because we just proved you can't be yoytza with a little bit betay chabar. So the gemara says, kikama Rava. What was Rava referring to? Bitaykeya, when somebody blows shofar, va'oyla l'nafshe, meaning he's blowing shofar for himself. So this is not a person that's listening to somebody else blow shofar, but rather he was blowing shofar and he was blowing for himself. And being that he's blowing for himself, he's always going to be yoytza. Because the whole issue of me blowing shofar and somebody else, yeah, yoytza, not yoytza, that's if it's somebody else. But Rashi says, "Dilididei chilasa v'soifah behechsher." For him, for sure, it's going to be okay. Why? Rashi speaks out, "The betchila huva shofar bebar." In the beginning, him and the shofar were in the bar. V'amaron le'il oisana oim de mebar yatzo. It's going to be fine. And then when he heard it al svasabar, he himself was outside of the bar. So really, Rava's saying not what we thought he was saying. We thought he was saying somebody's standing in the bar, he's cranking out tekiyas, and somebody else is listening. In the beginning, he was in the bar, then he was outside the bar. That's a shayla. In the beginning, it was okay, and then it wasn't okay. Tchilas tekiyah, soif tekiyah, miksas tekiyah. That's the whole discussion that we're having over here. But the maskana, what the Gemara is saying is, Rava was talking about with the Baal Tekeh himself as a moving target. He started off inside the bar, and then he walked outside of the bar, and he continued to blow shofar. So, Mamanav Shach, when he was in the bar, he was with it. And when he was outside the bar, he was also without it. So Mamanav Shach, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, what's the obvious question? Maila Memra, then what's Ravi even talking about? What's the Chiddush? We thought there's a major Chiddush going on over here. Avada, the Baal Tekeh is allowed to move. He can start off in a bar, he can start off outside of a bar. What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is Maila Tema. I would have thought, Zimnin de Mapik Reishne, Vakati Shoifa Babar. There's a concern that maybe as this person is creeping out of his bar, maybe his head will emerge from the bar, his ears, the oizen shaymas, but at the same time, the shofar will still be in the bar. So the shofar is in the bar, he's outside the bar, so now it's no different than if you want to be mitzi somebody from a bar who's standing outside the bar of karma arvav kala. You have to deal with echo shaylas, kamash malon. That's the chiddush, that in and of itself is not something you have to worry about. And that concludes the very first part of today's daf. Now we get into some very, very classic gemaras. Number one, Amar Rav Yehuda. The Amayra Rav Yehuda said, "B'shoifer shel oila lo yiska." You're not allowed to blow a shoifer with the shoifer of a carbon oila. And if you use the shoifer of a carbon oila, yotze. But the evidu yotze tkei shoifer. B'shoifer shel shlomim. If you want to use the shoifer, the horn of a carbon shlomim lo yiska, tchila is not okay. V'imtaka, but the evidu if you did lo yotze, you're not going to be yotze. So we're discussing someone that's blowing shofar, and he's using a horn of a carbon. Says the Mishnah, Katchila, you can't do it. B'diyevet, it depends. If it's an oila, you can be yoitza. If it's a shlamim, you can't be yoitza. Now, what's pashipsha? What's the difference between an oila and a shlamim? So this is kachem 101. An oila is kachem kadashim. A shlamim is kachem kalam. We know not all kachem was created equally, and there's different levels and madregas as it relates to the qualitative nature of a carbon. An oila is spitz. It's rava de raven. It's kodesh kodashim. A shlamim is only kachem kalam. What's the nafkamina? So there's many, many, many nafkaminas. But as it relates to the sugi that we're learning right now, is kachem kodashim is subject to the laws of mi'ila. Kachem kalam is not subject to the laws of mi'ila. What is Me'ila? Me'ila states that one is not allowed to personally benefit from kachem. However, Me'ila is limited to kachem kadashim. So you're not allowed to have any personal hana from kachem kadashim. As it relates to kachem that's not kachem kadashim, there's an iser to benefit from it. In fact, Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches is one of the makayris to it. But at the same time, there is no Me'ila. Now, why does it matter if there's Me'ila or not Me'ila? So it matters. There's a whole Masechtas Me'ila that governs Me'ila, that doesn't govern Isurei Hana, that are not Me'ila. But what matters in our sugya is that when it comes to Me'ila, the halacha is that once somebody's Moel and Hekdesh, the Hekdesh becomes Chulin. Very big Kiddush. But that's the halacha of Me'ila. If someone has Hana from something that he's not allowed to have Hana from, there's no halacha that it becomes Chulin. So Rabbi Yehuda Namayra came into Beis Medrash and he said, Shofar shel oila, you're not allowed to blow with. Vim taka, you're going to be yotza. Shofar shel shlomim, you're not allowed to blow with. Vim taka, lo yotzno, you're not going to be yotza. And the Gemara says immediately, my time, what would be the reason? What's Pashup Shan, what Rabbi Yehuda's talking about? Why would there be a difference between an oila and a shlomim? He said, oh, I know why. Because oila bas me'ilahi. Oila's kachi kadashim. As a result, it's subject to Me'ila. And given the Mabah, Nafka L'chulin. And that's the laws of Me'ila. That once somebody is Mo'il from something, the halacha is, it becomes Chulin. Therefore what? So it comes out, L'katchila, I wasn't supposed to blow Shofar with the Shofar Shalayla, but once I did blow Shofar, so now I personally benefited from something that I really wasn't supposed to benefit from. You feel the big sugya coming. But being that I wasn't supposed to, I was moil, and being that I was moil, so therefore it's yotzal chulin. So therefore at the end of the day, I was yotzal tkiya shayfer with a regular shayfer shal chulin. It started off as a shayfer shalayla, but I desecrated the ketusha, which is a bad thing, but the silver lining is, at least you were yotzal mitzvah tkiya shayfer. Of a shlomim, the lav b'nei mi'ila ninu. But shlomim, which is kachim kalim, and as a result, it's not subject to mi'ila, isur hu derachiv b'hu. So all it has is an isur hana, abavalei naf. But it's not going to be yotze l'chulin. So it starts off a shofar shel shlamim, it ends off a shofar shel shlamim. And you can't be yotze mitzvah tkiya shofar with a shofar shel shlamim. So there's a lot going on over here. But that's what the Gemara says. It says the Gemara maskef la Rava, but Rava asks the kasha. He says, I don't even understand how Rav Yehuda's halacha, even if we accept all the hanachas that he made, and he made many, gets off the ground. Why? Because Emas Ma'al. You're telling me that if somebody blows shofar with a shofar shel oila, he was ma'al. Really? When does the Me'ila happen? Labasa the Taka, after the Tkiya. What's the Me'ila? taking something of Hekdesh and using it for my personal use. What's that personal use? Tekiyah. That's not something I was allowed to do. That's the personal use. No. So when is the Me'ilah go into effect? Noch the Tekiyah. No. Ki kataka. Bisur kataka. But b'shas the Tekiyah was a problem. So b'shas the Tekiyah, there was no Me'ilah yet. So if there was no Me'ilah yet, what's the difference between Kachim Kat? Kachi Kadashim and Kachim Kal. What's the difference? You're going to tell me, oh, because Kachi Kadashim has Me'ilah, and because of the Chumra of Me'ilah, it's Yaitza Akula that it's Nafik L'chulin. I mean that it's Nafik L'chulin, so I was Yaitza, not with a Shofar Shel Kachim, but it was really a Shofar Shel Chulin. The problem is it doesn't become Chulin until after the Tkiyah. After the Tkiyah, it's a day late. It's Tzushpeit already. Elo my Rava. So Rava said, I disagree with what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rather, Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh Lo Yatza. I hold it doesn't matter if it's a Shofar Shel Oila, it doesn't matter if it's a Shofar Shel Shlomim. Either way, the halach is going to be Lo Yiska, you're not allowed to blow with it. Ve'im Toka, and if you do blow with it, Lo Yatza, you're not going to be Yatza Hadamar. But then Rava had a change of thought. He had a change of heart. Rava said, I'm Chayzer. I rethought this whole Sugya, and I think Echad Zeh, the echad zeh, doesn't matter if it's a shofar shel oila or if it's a shofar shel shlamim yotze, you're gonna be yotze. You're gonna be yotze. How can you be yotze? You're using a shofar shel oila. You're using a shofar shel shlamim. You can be yotze with a shofar shel oila and a shofar shel shlamim. The answer is yeah. You know why? Because mitzvahs lav lahanas netno. Because what would be the problem? You have no right to benefit from a davar shel hekdesh. This is an iser hana. Whether it's Me'ilah, or whether it's just a general Isra'ana, but there's some Isra'ana taking place over here. How did I violate the Isra'ana? Because I was Yoytza Tkiyah Shofar? Tkiyah Shofar is a mitzvah. Mitzvah is lav lahanas netnu. In halacha, mitzvah is not considered hana. As a result, I didn't do anything wrong. This is not Me'ilah. This is not an Isra Kodesh, Isra hana. And as a result, that in and of itself is not going to be a problem. So again, we said no raid. But just to at least break down a little bit, the potential raid bites and what exactly is going on. Number one, it's clear in the Gemara that you can't be Yoytza Tkiyah Shofar with a Shofar that's hektish, with a Shofar that you're not allowed to have Anah from. And the Gemara is going to continue and give other examples of it. The Gemara is going to talk about a Shofar that you made a net that you won't have Anah from. The Gemara is going to talk about a Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah that you're not allowed to have Anah from. But the point is, the premise of this sugya is that a Shofar Shel Oila, Shofar Shel Shlomim, I'm not allowed to have Anah from it. And as a result, I can't be Yoytza, my mitzvah is Tkiyah Shofar. What's the Shaila? Me'ilah, mitzvah slav, lahanis nitnu. The Gemara threw in a few different svaras. But the premise, the ground zero of this sugya is you can't be yoytza mitzvah tkiyah shofar with a shofar that you can't benefit from. So here's the question: why not? Mechtesi, what's the problem? And believe it or not, this is a discussion in the Rishonim. But the pashnip pshat that the Rishonim say, and this is the pshat that we're going to learn with, is because it's a mitzvah babaver. Because tkiyah shofar is a mitzvah. And we know from learning Perek Lulav HaGozel, and really from learning Daf Yomi in general, that your person can't be yoytza a mitzvah if the way he's being mekayim the mitzvah is by doing an aveira. And being that having hana from an oila and a shlomim is an aveira, so I can't take a shofar shel oila, shofar shel shlomim, blow on Rosh Hashanah and be mekayim a mitzvah tkiyah shofar. The reason is simply because it's going to be a mitzvah haba b'aveira. And being that it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira, it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. That's the first thing that needs to be addressed. The second thing is the Gemara mentioned mitzvahs lav lahanas netnu. Meaning, okay, so we understand now conceptually why there would be a problem with a shofar shel oila and with a shofar shel shlamim. What would be the issue? It's a mitzvah b'aveira. Okay, so what's the halacha? And really what emerged was three different opinions. Just posh pshan in the Gemara. Posh it, daf yoimi galern. There's three different ways to approach this. Rabbi Yehuda said, shofar shel oila you can be yoytza with, shofar shel shlamim you can't. Why? Counterintuitive. An oila is so chomer, it's kachi kadashim. As a result, when you have anav from it, it's yoytza l'chulin. If it's yoytza l'chulin, so somehow that negates the problem of mitzvah b'aveira. Shofar shel shlamim is not yoytza l'chulin. So at the end of the day, you're being yoytza with a shofar that you're not allowed to have anav from, not a chulin diga shofar. As a result, you can have an issue with mitzvah b'aveira. Rava said, what do you mean? It's true that a shofar shel oila is yotzei l'chulin, but it's only yotzei l'chulin after the tkiyah. B'shas the tkiyah was still a shofar shel oila. So the shofar shel oila, I have the same problem. Mitzvah ba b'avera. Hada amar Rava. Rava said, "Have a machshava shniyah," and that is really this never a problem. Not a shofar shel oila, and not a shofar shel shlamim. And the reason there's no problem by shofar shel oila and shofar shel shlamim is because what's the Avera. The Avera is, I'm having Hanah from something I'm not allowed to have Hanah from. The mitzvah is Tkiyah Shofar. The Avera, right? The concern of the sugi, the way we're learning is mitzvah above Avera, is I'm having Hanah. I'm not having Hanah. What do you mean you're having Hanah? You're being Mekayim the mitzvah. No. Mitzvah Slav Lahanis Nitnu. And because mitzvah Slav Lahanis Nitnu, I'm not having Hanah. So there's no mitzvah above Avera. The mitzvah there is, it's not above Avera. And as a result, Pashup Shan and the Gemara, it's for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara continues on this note. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, B'shoifer shall avoid the Zara lo yiske. You're not allowed to blow a shoifer with a shoifer shall avoid the Zara. Then Taka. And if you did, Yotza, you're going to be Yotza. And what's the reason Rashi says, the mitzvah Slav Lahanis Nitnu. Because mitzvahs are lav lehanois nitnu. So now Rav Yehuda seems to be subscribing to the idea of mitzvahs lav lehanois nitnu. What about a shofar shel ir hanidachas that came from a city where roiv of the city was oved avodah zarah? What's the din of an ir hanidachas? Everything needs to be destroyed. Lo yiskei nala d'blovim taka lo yotze. You're not going to be yotze b'dieved. My time, what's the reason? Just saying mitzvahs lav lehanois nitnu. So the Gemara gives a geshmak a reason. Because ir hanidachas ketute mechte shiure. Because ir hanidachas needs to be burned. And because it needs to be burned, we look at it now as if it's already burned. We've spoken out lumdus from Reb Chaim Brisker exactly how Ketusei Mechte Shure works. But for all practical purposes, what it means is you don't have the shear of the shofar here. And a shofar has to have a shear. We saw in yesterday's daf, it has to have a shear. And being that the shofar has to have a shear, and this is oimedli sarif, so it loses its halachic chashivus and status of something that has a shear. As a result, halach is you wouldn't be able to be yotze. More on this note. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hamuda, no michaveroi. If somebody makes a net, he's not going to have enough from his friend. Mutu lukkai loy tkiyash mitzvah. This friend that he's not going to have enough from could be his bal tekeya. Hamuda, no michaveroi. If someone makes a net, he won't have enough from the physical shofar. Mutu lukkai loy tkiyash mitzvah. He's allowed to use the shofar for a tkiyash mitzvah. What's the reason in these two halachis? Again, because what's the problem? Having hana? No, I'm not. Mitzvah is lav lahonisin. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hamuda, if somebody makes a net, he's not going to have enough from his friend. Maza all of mechatos be then if this person is tameh, his friend is allowed to be the one that's going to sprinkle the mechatos of parah aduma fame on him, but only during the winter. Not during the summer. Hamuder anami mayin. Similarly, if someone made a net, he's not going to have enough from a mayin, a mikvah. Toivo by tefillah shel mitzvah meisach shomim. You're allowed to be toivo tefillah shel mitzvah during the winter. Avaloi meisachama, not during the summer. Why? Because mitzvah slav lahotness netno. So what's the difference between the winter and the summer? This is a very important sif katan that sometimes gets overlooked in the sugya mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu. It's a mefurish gemara, and that is mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu. That's if the only hana is the hana's mitzvah. But if there is some secondary, tertiary hana that you're having at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, there's some physical pleasure, so then mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu goes by the wayside because now there's a real physical hana that's taking place. So if it's very, very hot outside, you're schwitzing and you decide you're going to the mikveh from tefillas mitzvah, but at the same time you're physically going to walk out refreshed and you're going to feel good, you can't go. Mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu, I'm doing a mitzvah, that's true. Out's the mitzvah, it's fine, but there's another thing happening over here simultaneously, and that is that you're cooling off on a very, very hot day. And as a result, that's going to be an issue. So as it relates to some related raid bites, Nogeya, the Gemara that we just learned, Shofar shel oila lo yiska v'im taka yotza, Shofar shel shlamim. So we have two related raid bites, Be'ezus Hashem, that are going to be posted. One is Nogeya, the halachas of mitzvah haba ba'avera, by an avera b'shoigeg, a tshuva from the pre-Yitzchak, Reb Itzel Petterberger, very, very geshmaka, yeshivish raid, as it relates to mitzvah baba avera, where the avera that you're doing was done b'shoigeg. Me'inyin le'inyin, we have a raid bite, as it relates to mitzvah haba avera, where the avera was done ba'oines. Ba'oines, what would be the problem? He did the avera ba'oines. Oines rachmana patre. Oines is as if you didn't even do it. But then again, when you start clapping al-chetz on Yom Kippur, al-chetz shechatanu lefanecha, ba'oines uberatzen. So you see that on some level, an avera ba'oines is an avera. Because if it wasn't an avera, why are you clapping al-chetz for an avera that you did ba'oines? So we have a raid bite as it relates to mitzvah haba avera, when the avera was ba'oines. We also have a related raid bite as it relates to mitzvah haba avera, where the avera was me'ila, which is very, very much that this sugya that we're learning right now, that's a little bit more al derech agada, even though that sounds like the most intense raid, right? That's actually a little bit more al derech agada as it relates to mitzvahs lav lahanes netno. So just as to get a little feel for the sugya, because we're ready on to the next sugya, believe it or not. But from the standpoint of mitzvahs lav lahanes netno, we just have to be mindful. There's really three things that need to be taken into consideration when you talk about mitzvahs lav lahanes netno. The first thing is the fact that at the end of the day, you're doing a mitzvah. What? Danos mitzvah. Al zeh ne'emar mitzvahs lav lahanes netno. What about the fact that mitzvahs lav lahanes netno? True, mitzvah is not called hanah. But at the end of the day, I need to do a mitzvah. You help me do the mitzvah. You weren't mahanami. Forget the actual mitzvah being a dover shel hanah. But it's still a box I have to check off. You wake up in the morning. Let's say you don't have hanah from a mitzvah that you do, but you still have to do it. So if somebody helps you do it, so why don't you say at the end of the day, he was mahanami? And besides, what about schar mitzvah? Schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. Abba ba'alma da'asi avada. We're going to get schar. Ayoyim la'soy someone l'makar l'kabel scharan. The fact that somebody was mitzvah you to do a mitzvah, he's being mahana you with a chelik in olam haba, that doesn't count. But either way, so this and some other existential questions related to the sugya of mitzvah slav lahanes netno, we discussed in a related raid bite that pivots around the sheet of the Baal HaMor, who said that mitzvah slav lahanes netno is something that we only say by mitzvah d'oraisa. We don't say it by mitzvah d'rabbanan. We spoke out raid from the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, from the same Peit Deruv. It's a raid bite that we spoke out, I think, of Masechtas Erevin Daf Lamed Aleph. But either way, that's also going to be posted Be'ezus Hashem as a related raid bite. And we go now from the sugyas of mitzvah baba vera / mitzvahs lav lahanes netno to maybe the most famous gemara in Shas, and that is the sugya of mitzvahs tzriches kavana or mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. Zok gemara shochalei la'avua de Shmuel. They sent, we don't know who they is, to Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. So Shmuel was one of the great Amiram of all time. Shmuel's father was also one of the great Amiram of all time. And he was simply known as Avua de Shmuel, which just tells you how great Shmuel was. He was known as the father of Shmuel. They told him as follows, Kofi v'achal matzah. If they, again, we don't know who they is, force somebody to eat matzah, and he ate matzah, yotze is yotze. So the Gemara says, Kofi man, who's they? Idleim a kofi shade. Do we mean a shade? A shade came, a demon, and forced somehow a person to eat matzah, which would then mean that this person was overcome by some demon. He went into some state that we view him as not being in total control of himself, and then he eats matzah. So you're basically telling me that if somebody eats matzah in that state, he's going to be yotze. Afraid to Gemara. Why is that so posh? But we learned to the rice, eat him chalim, eat him shayta. When a person's overcome by a shade, sometimes we look at him as a chalim, meaning as a healthy person, and sometimes we look at him as a shayta. The Brisa continues and says, Kishu Chalim, when he's a Chalim, Hareu Kimkech called Varab. Then we look at him as a Pikech called Varab, he's a regular bar, Chiyuvi, he's a Chayiv in all mitzvahs. Kishu Shaita, Hareu Kishaita the called Varab. Now, Loch is that he's a Shaita the called Varab. So what's the Kashna? The Kashna is Mamon of Shach. If he's Chalim, then of course he's Yaitza. And if he's a Shaita, then of course he's not Yaitza. And even if later he now becomes a cholim again, the shade somehow goes away. But if he ate the matzah at a time that he was potter from eating matzah, because itim shaita, so then for sure he would have to eat matzah again. So Avua de Shmuel was struggling to understand this halacha of kofi v'achal matzah yatzah. So the Gemara says, Amr Ravashi. So Ravashi said, let me explain. Shkafu Parsiim. That's talking about with Parsiim, Persians, but lavdafka Persians, anybody, even Yidden. If somebody was forced to eat matzah and he didn't eat the matzah with his own kavana, that's going to be the magic word in the sugya, but rather he was forced into it. He did it at gunpoint. So the halacha is he's going to be yatzah. So Amar Rav. Some have the Gersa Rabba. But Omar will go with Rabba, the Russian Gersa. So you say, Meres, you see from here, Hatekeya Lashir Yatza. It's Mavur from this halacha that if somebody would be blowing shofar, and the reason he's blowing shofar is not to be making the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, he's blowing shofar simply because he enjoys the sound of the tkiyah and the shvarim through and the tkiyah. It's something he enjoys. The halacha is yotzah, he's going to be yotzah. Where do you see this? Because if kafay v'achal matzah is yotzah, even though he didn't have kavana to be yotzah the mitzvah, then at the kelashir yotzah should be no difference. The Gemara says pshita. Why did Rabbi even have to say that? Isn't that obvious? So the Gemara, hainu hach, it's literally the same halacha. The Gemara says not so obvious. Because malutema, I would have thought hasam echal matzah. I would have thought that maybe when it comes to matzah, over there the halacha is that if somebody was forced to eat matzah, even if he didn't have any kavanah to be yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah, but at the end of the day he ate it. I mean that he ate it. That's considered the mitzvah. He had hanah, Rashi says, and therefore he's yotzeh the mitzvah. Aval hacha, but over here, zichron truaksim. Over here it says regarding tkiyah shofar, it's not enough that you hear shofar. In fact, it doesn't say anywhere you have to hear shofar. It says zichron trua. There has to be some declaration of trua. And vahai, and this person, being that he's tekeh l'shir, mesasik ba'amu, he's not thinking mitzvah at all. And being that he's not thinking mitzvah, you would think this is worse. You would think maybe over here you can't be yoitza. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush, that the halach is you're going to be yoitza anyways. Meaning, from kafay v'achal matzah yotza, it's not necessarily implied that atakeh l'shir yotza. Because maybe there's a difference when it comes to doing a mitzvah where the essence of the mitzvah is achila, which is hana, versus where the essence of the mitzvah is a zichron trua, where it's not simply just have hana. There's some level of sophistication that's involved in the actual kiyum mitzvah. So I would have thought that maybe, when is it true, kafa into a mitzvah that you yoytza, that's if it's only achila ba'alma. But maybe it's a zichron trua, it's different. That's why Rabbi had to be moisef. Rabbi had to say that shochalei lavur, the shmul, kafa v'achal matzah yotza, what does kafa mean? Kafu parsim? That's true, but this is also true. Hatakei l'shir is yotza. So the Gemara says, amal kasava Rabbi, you see from here that Rabbi holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Whoa. You see that Rabbi holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. If Rabbah said hatakei l'shir yotza, if Rabbah said kafay v'achal matzah yotza, that's what Rabbah's basing his halacha on. So you see clearly that he holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Because if you would have to have kavana while you're doing a mitzvah to be yotza the mitzvah, so then how could hatakei l'shir be yotza? You're not having in mind to be yotza the mitzvah. What you're having in mind to do is simply to be hear nice music. And if that's enough for you to fulfill the mitzvah, that's a raya that mitzvahs are ain't tzrichas kavana. So the Gemara just uttered the magic words. So I think it's kedai just to stop for a second and just explain. So what does it mean, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana? So the machloikis, and we speak about this all the time, it's literally an idea that chazit zechiber nachamol and nachamol is when a yid has an obligation to do a mitzvah, what is incumbent upon him? Is it simply to do the ma'aseh that the Torah asked him to do? Or maybe that's not enough. Maybe you have to do what the Torah asked you to do. But in addition to that, you also have to have kavana that this that I'm doing right now, I am doing l'shem yichud to be mekayim a mitzvah. Is the kiyum ha-mitzvah simply the ma'aseh? Or is there an avodah shebelev that's part and parcel of every single mitzvah? And that is have in mind what I'm doing. Tachlis, kala yetziras, loy mabri, yisecha anachnu. And we express that, the Ramban says, and then the parashas boy, when we do mitzvahs, and the Ramban says, that's why Ben Azai said, havizor b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. Because it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the yisoid of a mitzvah is that you're being mekayim the tzivu yabayre. So as a result, you can argue that maybe that should be part and parcel of the mitzvah, or maybe no. Maybe the ma'isa mitzvah is enough. So the man that holds mitzvahs tzriches kavana, he holds that a kiyama mitzvah doesn't just mean do the ma'isa, doesn't just mean do the right thing. Your heart has to play a role in this as well. And there's a kavana component. The man that holds mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, he holds that really the kiyama mitzvah is just doing the ma'isa mitzvah, kavana is not ma'akim. Now just to be clear, even the man that holds the mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, he acknowledges that likat chila, of course, there's an idea to have kavana. There's no question in the world that the right way to do a mitzvah is to do a mitzvah with kavana. It gives it more meaning, and there's nothing to talk about. That's the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. The question is, at the end of the day, when we're talking tachlis, we're talking la halacha, what is the definition of kiyama mitzvah? Is mitzvah tzriches kavana, or is mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana? And Rabbi just said that atoikeya l'shir yotza, he inferred it from kafay v'achal matzah yotza, and that's a raya, says the Gemara, alma kosava rabba. Rabba must be of the opinion that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. So the Gemara now is going to be mefalfel, and ask a whole bunch of kashas and go back and forth as it relates to Rabbah's chiddush of mitzvahs ein tzriches kavanah. Says the Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha. If somebody was reading from a sefer Torah, and it came time to say Kriya Shema. So this is a Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Meseches Brachas. So somebody's reading from a sefer Torah and he came up to V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Right, he's literally reading Kriya Shema. If he had a mind to be yotzei the mitzvah of kriyas shma yotzei, he's yotzei v'im lav. And if not, lo yotzei, he's not going to be yotzei. Says the Gemara, my lav, what does it sound like the Mishnah is saying? Kiven libei lotzeis. It sounds like if you had kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, yotzei the mitzvah. If not, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. Clearly, mitzvahs tzriches kavanah. Because if mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah, why do you have to have kavanah? Just read the parasha, and that in and of itself is going to be enough. So Esavet is akasha and Rabbah. Rabbah said mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah. Why do you have to have kavanah? So the Gemara says, loy. That's a false assumption. You're assuming that when the Mishnah says in kiven libe yotze means you had in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's not what it means. It means in kiven libe likrois. You had in mind to read. Freit the Gemara likrois hakakari. That's what he's doing. Hayakayra betayra, the Mishnah says. Mara says no. Bekayra lagia. So about somebody who wasn't really reading. He wasn't going through the parsha of Kriya Shema and the Sefer Torah. He was editing a Sefer Torah. That's what he was doing. He was being magia. He was being the magia of a Sefer Torah. And it just so happens, as he was being magia, so he started reading the words. Oh, Shema Yisrael. Right? He started reading it. But he wasn't necessarily mechaven likrois even. He's being mechaven lohagia. Could be he was kairei, could be not. Dasok de Mishnah. Im kiven libe likrois. As long as you had a mind to read, even if you didn't have a mind to be yotza, you will be yotza, because this is Rabba Shita of mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah. If you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavanah, so the way you're going to read the Mishnah is mkiven libei lotzes. But you have no raya from the Mishnah that mitzvahs tzriches kavanah. Tashma, another raya. A raya from our Mishnah. Oh, yo, Ivrach, your base aknesses. Somebody's walking behind the base aknesses. Oh, your base is someone's base aknesses or his house. He just lived next to a base aknesses. Vashama kol shofar. He heard the sound of a shofar. A kail megillah. He heard the sound of a megillah. Mkiven libei lotzes. If he had a mind to be yotze shofar a megillah, he's yotze. Mlav lo yotze. My lav again. Mkiven libei lotzes. It sounds like the only time you could be yotze is if you had a mind to be yotze. Why do you have a mind to be yotze? I thought mitzvah ain't tzriches kavanah. Mar says like lishmaya. It's talking about you had a mind to hear, you had a mind to listen, you had a mind to listen to the shofar, you had a mind to listen to the megillah. Lishmaya, afraid the mar vashama. What do you mean? Does he have a mind to listen? He is listening. So the mar says no. Sovech hamar ba'almahu. Could be when he heard the Baal Tekeya, maybe he thinks this is a Chamar Baalma. He doesn't know who's necessarily making that sound. And because he doesn't necessarily know who's making that sound, so maybe he didn't have Kavanah. So that's what we're saying. Gim Kivan Liba, if he had in mind to listen to what? To Kol Shofar, not him kiven libe to be yotze the mitzvah, but if he had a mind to listen to the Kol Shofar, that's enough to be yotze. Eis ve'nocha kasha. Neschaven shoymeya, v'loy neschaven mashmiya. So we're talking again about Kiya Shofar. There's the Baal Tekeya, and then there's the Shemeya. So what would be if the Shemeya had a mind to be yotze, but the Mashmiya didn't have a mind to be moitze? Or Mashmiya, v'loy neschaven shemeya. The Mashmiya had a mind to be moitze, but the Shemeya didn't have a mind to be yotze. Taloch is a yotze, and a yotze, actually is chaven shemeya or mashmiya. You need the Shemeya and the Mashmiya. Everybody has to have a mind. So, the Mashmiah had Kavanah, the Shemeah didn't have Kavanah. We just said what that means. He thinks what he's doing is listening to a Chamar. But the case where the Shemeah had a mind to be Yotza, but the Mashmiah didn't have a mind to be Moitzi, what does that mean? Meaning, what does it mean the Baal Tekeya didn't have a mind to be Mashmiah? He is being Mashmiah. Oh, you know what it must mean? Must mean he doesn't have a mind to be Yotza, the mitzvah of Shofar. That must be what's going on over here. So you see from here, mitzvah tzriches kavanah. Mar says, no, dumo dekom enavich navuvich. Maybe this person, he was just playing around with a Shofar, and he was bluesing into the Shofar a little bit, but lav dafni had a mind even to make a tkiah. So it's not necessarily because he didn't have a mind to be yotze or mitzvah, or to better be motzi someone with the mitzvah. The issue over here simply was he didn't have a mind to make the tkiah. But enochanami, if he had a mind to make a tkiah, that in and of itself would be enough, because mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah. So again, Rabba Shita is mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah. And has Rabba known mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah? He learned it from kafay v'ochal matzah yotzah. Sholchu leila avuah d'shmul. Kafay v'ochal matzah yotzah. Oh, my Rabba, zoysay meres. From here we can prove, we can deduce a halacha that's nogeya kol ha-toyra kula. Ha-toykeya l'shir yotzah. Says the Gemara. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya turned to his Rebbe Rabba. And he said, Elameyata, I'm going to ask you a question which may sound a little familiar. Hayoshim b'shmini b'sukkah yilokah. If somebody sleeps in a sukkah on the eighth day of sukkahs, Shmini Atzeres, not in Chutz Laretz, where could be there's a mitzvah to sleep in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Mesav Yasfina Bruchi Lo Mevrachina. But in Eretz Yisrael, well, for sure there's no mitzvah to sleep in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Abaye told Rabbi, according to you, Rebbe, that mitzvahs ain't Srichas Kavan. If somebody does that Yilaka, he shouldn't get Malkus. Now, why should he get Malkus? Because he was over about Toysef. It says in the Torah, Basukah Seish V'Shivaz Yomim, 7 days and not 8 days. Now, if you're going to tell me that, ha, Yoshin, if you're going to tell me the mitzvah is saying Trichas Kavona, so if you do that, L'chaira, you were just over about Toysef. You just added to the mitzvah. Now, Pashup Shah in the Gemara. What does this have to do with mitzvah Trichas Kavona or mitzvah ain't Trichas Kavona? Abai is telling Rab, Bishmoimuf mitzvah Trichas Kavona. So what's a mitzvah? A mitzvah means you have to do a ma'isah. A mitzvah also means you have to have kavanah. So just like to fulfill a mitzvah, you would have to do a ma'isah and have kavanah. To be over about toisif, to add on a mitzvah, you would have to not just add in the ma'isah, you would also have to have kavanah b'shas you were adding. So Yoshem b'shmini b'sukkah is not going to get malchus. Because even though he's being ma'isif in the mitzvah, but he's not having kavanah. If he does, give him malchus. But assuming he's not, and that was the whole premise of Abaya, an untenable conclusion of mitzvah saying Trichas Kavona, Hayoshem Eshmini Besuki Yiloka, why would you get Malkus? You were Moisif in the mitzvah? Who cares? Mitzvah Trichas Kavona, you weren't Moisif in a way that it's considered that you actually did mitzvah. But if mitzvah saying Trichas Kavona, so that means the cheftz of the mitzvah is the actual mitzvah. So if the cheftz of the mitzvah is the actual mitzvah, so Abaya told Rabbi Lefizeh, even without having Kavona to be Yotza, Yishmi Yover Bal Toysef, Sayoshim Bishmina Bisuki Yilaki, Amaloi. So Rabbi told Abaya, Shani Yomer, I don't think that's a problem, because I'm of the opinion that mitzvahs ain't a Yover Aleim, Ela Bismana. Mitzvahs ain't Trichas Kavana. But at the same time, I also have a chiddush in the sugya Bal Toysef. I hold that the only time it can be over Bal Toysef is in the zman of the mitzvah. But once the zman of a mitzvah passes, at that point you can't be over anymore. Rashi says, Kigoin, Chameshes Mina Balulav. If on sukkah somebody would take an extra min added to his lulav, the Heitai Tafis Betfilin, or he would add another parashat to his tefillin, or Chamesh Tzitzis Betalis, he would add another set of tzitzis on his talis. Over there, you're wearing the tefillin, the tzitzis, you're taking the dal min, and during the zman of the mitzvah, you're adding to it. Al zen nemar bal toisef. Avol toisefes yoyim al yoyim al yomim. Al shah ain't zem oisef. Because that's not part of the zman, and because that's not part of the zman, therefore that's not going to be an issue. So in order to defend his position of mitzvah saying Trichas Kavana, Rabbi had to resort and say another chiddush. A chiddush in the sugya Bal Toysef. This is how everything is interconnected. We're talking about mitzvah Trichas Kavana, and we jump from there to Bal Toysef. It's not the same sugya, obviously related. They're both discussing mitzvahs. But at the same time, because of one chiddush, Rabbi said another chiddush. Because he held mitzvah saying Trichas Kavana, so he now was came and said, Sha'ani Yomer, I hold mitzvahs eini over aleim el bezman. So the Gemara now, from here until the bottom of the Amid, is going to discuss that piece. Rabbah's second svara, not his ikra svara of mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, but the Sha'ani Yomer, that mitzvahs eini over aleim el bezman. Masiv Rav Shemen bar Rabbah. So Shemen bar Rabbah asked the Kashm, Nay, the Kohen sh'ol l'duchen sh'lo Yomer. How do you know that a Kohen that's ol l'duchen shouldn't say, Hoyo v'nasli reshus l'varich as Yisrael, being that I was given permission to bench Klal Yisrael, so oise bracha achas mishali, I want to add a bracha. So the Kohen has a mitzvah of Birchas Kohenim. How many brachas? Three. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yar Hashem panav v'ylecha v'chuneko, Yisna Hashem panav v'ylecha v'yasim l'cha shalim. This Kohen has an ayin toiv, and he wants to not just give the brachas that he was told to give, but he wants to be oisif bracha achas mishali. And not just that, he even knows which bracha. He wants to say, Hashem alikea v'yseichem, yoisif aleichem. What's the end of the pasuk? Kochem elef pa'amim v'yivarech eschem kasher dibalachem. The bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu, Dvarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Gvaldik. This is what he wants to do. So said Rav Shemin bar Abba, how do you know if that Kohen wants to do that? He can't. Talmud loy ma loy soy sifu al adover. He's going to be over Bal Toysef. So Rav Shemin bar Abba came and he asked the Kasha on Rabba. He said, Vahacha, over here, Kim in the Baruch Le, over Le's Mane. The Chura, as soon as the Kohen does his mitzvah, Brichas Kohenim, it's not this man of the mitzvah anymore. Vikani, the Avar, and still you see that if you would add a bracha, he would be over Bal Toysef. So you see that you could be over Bal Toysef even after this man of the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, Hachav Mayaskino, you know what we're talking about? But the Loy Sayim, it's talking about where he wanted to be Moisef a bracha before he finished Berachas Kohenim. The Braisa didn't say that, but that's what it's talking about. But the Gemara says, even though this Braisa didn't say it, we know this already. Sometimes there's many Braises that discuss the same general idea, but a vart here and a vart there, and it can make all the difference in the world. So the Gemara says, oh, we have another braisa that says sayim. Oh, that, it just added that word. Minayin lekayin, not sha'ilu leduchnen. He was already misayin. How do you know he's not allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, no, sayin bracha achas. It's talking about where he finished one bracha. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about where he finished one bracha, but he didn't, Tanya, we went to another braisa. Sayin kol brachaisa. So at the end of the day, you see that even after he finishes all the brachas, he's not allowed to be Moisef or Bracha. Why? Because about Toysef. Ay, it's not this man anymore. So the Gemara says, Shani Hacha, here it's different. Why? Pashat the Sfarah. Kivan di ilu misrami le tzibur achrino hadam avarech. What would happen if another tzibur would come and they would be looking for a coin? No, so this coin would go, we'd have a mitzvah at the bench. So therefore, kula yoy mizmani, we look at the whole day as being this man. Meaning, there's a difference between the day after Sukkot, as it relates to the mitzvah of Sukkot, or a coin who has a mitzvah of Birchas Kainim after you already duchen. The day after Sukkot is not Sukkot anymore. And as a result, he has no mitzvah. It's not this matter of the mitzvah. He can't be over about Toysef of Sukkah and Chanukah. Doesn't have any pshat. But over here, this kohen Be'etzim has a mitzvah to do Brachas Kohanim today. It just so happens he did it already. Oh, yeah. So right now, you don't have a kumaseh. There's no obligation that's a karkafta the gavra, go find the tzibur. But what would be if somebody comes knocking on your door? Right? Sometimes you have kehilas, they don't have a kohen, so they go next door, they're looking for a kohen. So this kohen's going to end up tuchening twice. It happens. And as a result, you would think that therefore, it's considered zmani, and that's why there's a Baal Tosef, says the Gemara, that Reb Shimon bar Abba continued, and he said, "Minot Emro, how do I know this svara?" No, Rabba continued, and Rabba said, "Minot Emro, how do I know this svara is a good svara?" Right, just to follow the paper trail. Rabba said, "Mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavon." Amalei Abaya, El Mayata, Yosha Meshmini Besukhi Yiloke. Rabba said, "Shani Yoimim, mitzvahs ain't yoiv raleim, Ela Bizmanim." Masuf Reb Shimon bar Abba, why is that different than you see? You can be ever Baal Tosef when it comes to Birchas Kayanim. So he told him back, no, there's a fundamental difference between Birchas Kayanim and between Ayosha Meshmini Yiloke. Shani Yocha, Kivan Ilum, Sramalei Tzibur Achrin, Hadam Avarach. Rabbi said, how do I know that that's a real svara? The time we learned in the Mishnah. So this is the second kachim that we have in today's daf. We're talking about where there was a kohen that had to do zrika with a carbon. Now we know that not all zrikas were created equally when it comes to kachim. So some karbonos needed an arsugya, matana achas, bechar, maise behema. Matana achas. You take one zrika, it's not even called a zrika, it's matana achas, and you put it on the mizbeach. And then we have certain karbanos that were matan dalid. There were others as well, but again, those are the two we need for right now. Matan dalid, the example is a chatas. A chatas needed four matanos on the mizbeach. So what would be if a kohen has two klishores with blood inside? One needs matana achas, one needs matan dalit. All of a sudden, there was a whole mix-up. So the Mishnah goes through a whole bunch of different cases. Hanitana b'matana achas, and nisarvu b'nitana matana achas. You had one kli with dam that requires matana achas, you had a bechor, and you have another one that also requires matana achas, ma'isna v'hema. So what should the kohen do? It's very simple. You nasnu matana achas. You should take both of these kelim, do hazois, matan achas with each one. This one needs matan achas and this one needs matan achas. Very simple. Matan dal, matan dal. What if you had two sets of dam that each one needs a matan dal? They got mixed up. Again, very straightforward. You know, some matan dal. Matan dal, matan achas. What if you have a matan dalid and it got mixed up with a matan achas? What should you do then? Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, snuba matan dalid. What you should do is matan dalid. Rabbi Yeshua said, you know, snuba matan achas. That what you should do is a matan achas. Omelie, Rabbi Eliezer. So again, you have two sets of dam. One needs matan dalid, one needs matan aleph. So what should you do? Rabbi Eliezer said, do both matan dalid. Rabbi Yeshua said, do both matan achas. The Gemara is going to bring now the back and forth, the exchange between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua. Amalei Rabbi Lez. Rabbi Lez told Rabbi Shua, "Harei u'ayv rabat tigra. How could you only do matanat? One of them needs dalid. The one that needs dalid is going to end up getting aleph. U'ayv rabat tigra. Just like there's a Baal Tosef, there's a lesser known counterpart known as Baal Tigra. You can't add to a mitzvah, you also can't subtract to a mitzvah. So you can't add a fifth parasha to your tefillin. You can't also only have tefillin with three parashas. So lois asei deiraisa. Not only are you not mekayim the mitzvah, but there's a lois naseh called Baal Tigra. So Rabbi Eliezer said, how could you only do a matan achas for the one that needs matan dalit? It's Baal Tigra. Amalei Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua said, "Arei u'ayv rabat Tosef." I said, "I hear, but what do you want me to tell you? We're stuck. What you're doing is Baal Tosef. You're taking the matan alif and giving it out." Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Lo yinema Baal Tosef. Aluk shua ba'atzmai. Baal Tosef is only where it's ba'atzmai. Meaning Baal Tosef is when you know everything is clear and you decided to add on a mitzvah. Al zeh nema Baal Tosef. This is not Baal Tosef. Over here, there's just confusion. And because of this confusion, it's not Ba'atzmai and I'm adding. I just don't know what to do. So therefore, I'm adding. I'm like, Rabbi Shua, no. Leinam Baal Tigra, look, Shua Ba'atzmai. Why shouldn't Baal Tigra be any different? If Baal Tosef is only in that way, Baal Tigra is also only in that way. And then Rabbi Shua added. I'm Rabbi Shua. According to me, I'm telling you to do Ma'an Aleph. I'm telling you to be over Baal Tigra. That's a bad thing, right? But at the very least, Avarta Baal Tigra v'leisiz ha'maisa b'yodecha. At the very least, you did that very b'shev al taisa obikishen asata. What you want is, you want to go be a dayim and be over Baal Tosef. Avarta Baal Tosef v'leisiz ha'maisa b'yodecha. It's much better to be over Baal Tigra because that's shev al taisa. You're being passive. As opposed to be over Baal Tosef, because that's bekum v'aseh, you're being active. In, when it comes to doing aveirois and mitzvahs, bekum v'aseh is always more chashuv in a good way and a bad way than if you do it b'shnei Baal Tosef. So Rabbi Yeshua said, it's pasha to me. I don't want you to do Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is b'kum v'aseya. Much rather you do Baal Tigra. It's b'shnei Baal Tosef. Okay. So said Rabbi, v'hoch over here, kivan diyov le'matanam b'b'char, over le'lizman. As soon as the Kayin would go and he would do the Matan Aleph, at that point, he's not obligated to do anything anymore. And if he's not obligated to do anything anymore, the Gemara says, alam, this, we should look at it as if it's not even the Zman of the Bechar anymore. If it's not the Zman of the Bechar, there should be no Baal Tosef. Now, Viktani Davar Mishum Baal Tosef. And yet there's a discussion, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, they both agreed that there's Baal Tosef. Rabbi Eliezer said, which I do, I'd rather you do Baal Tosef than do Baal Tigra. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? He said, no, I'd much rather you do Baal Tigra than do Baal Tosef. But the bottom line is, there's a Baal Tosef. Lab Mishum, what's the reason? It must be Damrina, Kivan Ilam Esramale, Buchra Achrina, Hadam Azimine. Being that if this person would have another Bechar to bring, another Matan Aleph, so it comes out, he would have to bring it. And therefore, Kuliyam is Mane. For the whole day is this man. And being that the whole day is this man, so you see, there's a Svara of Kivan that even though right now I did everything I had to do, and based on that, and Lumdis, surprisingly a little bit, but based on Lumdis, we could look at it as if what happens afterwards is not this man anymore. But at the same time, you never know what's going to happen later. So, I may have another Bechar. So said Rabbo, so you seek from the Tanoim. I have a Mefurish Araya from Rabbi Lezmer, Rabbi Yeshua, the Gedolei Tanoim, that there's a Svara of Baal Tosef, even though it's La'achad Azman, based on the idea of Kivan de Ilu Misramile. So, no, just like it's true for Baal Tosef, as it relates to the Matan Aleph and the Matan Dalin, it should be true for Baal Tosef as it relates to the Kohen. So Rav Shem Bar Abba asked the Kasha to Rabba. He said, how could you tell me that the only time you're over Baal Tosef is Bizmanoi? And that's the Teretz Tabayis Kasha of Hayoshim Bishmina Bisukah Yiloka. So what was his Kasha? If that's the case, why is there Baal Tosef by Birchas Kohenim? There should be no Baal Tosef, it's after this man. What did Rabba tell him? Rabba said, no, there is Baal Tosef, because even though it's true I did the mitzvah, that doesn't mean this man is over. Because at the end of the day, you never know, Ilu Misrami. I may have another Keila that I have to duchen for. So what's my raya? Me not tamer, said Rabbi. How do I know that? That's a real svara. I know it from here. But the Gemara says, me my. What's the raya from Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? You bring your raya from Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua to Abayas, to Rabbi's svara. Dilma kusav Rabbi Yeshua, mitzvah sayv ralem, afilu shalai bezmana. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds, and Rabbi Lezer really, but Rabbi Yeshua holds, says the Gemara, that there's no such svara of ilu misrami. Why does he hold this Baal Tosef? L'chayra, it's already after this man. Maybe he holds it could be over Baal Tosef after this man. Abaya, ask the Kasha. Rabba, to answer the Kasha, said a Chiddush. The only time you're over Baal Tosef is during this man. After this man, no. He made up a Hanocha. Then he proved then he had to say a Svara to back up his Hanocha. And that is, that even though you can only be over Baal Tosef Bizmanoi, but Ilu Misrami is enough to make it be considered Bizmanoi, a riot to that is from Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe Rabbi Shul doesn't hold of the Svar of Ilu Misrami. And if he would hold of Rabbi's Ikru Svar of Baal Tosef, he'd never agree with Ilu Misrami. But the reason Rabbi Yeshua said this Baal Tosef is because he doesn't agree with the whole Anocha of Rabbi. Rabbi says, me not tamer, that's a raya. It's not a raya. Maybe Rabbi Shul is more posh. Maybe Rabbi Shul holds he can be every Baal Tosef, even Shalai Bismanis. And Mara says, no. What Rabbi told Rab Shem and Barabba was, Anan Hochi Kamrinon. This is what he meant to say. Rab Shem and Barabba, my time is Shavik Masnison, Moisim Mibraisa, Loisim Masnison. He turned to me and he said, I understand. Rab Shem and Barabba, you ask me a Kasha from a Braisa? Why do you ask me from a Mishnah? You're Kasha. Meaning, you're willing to talk to me. You're willing to hear me out. You're willing to hear Atzad that maybe there's no Baal Tosef once this man of the mitzvah passes. Norvos, that's the greatest kasha. Your kasha is from a braisa. Which braisa? This Baal Tosef. Ooh, that's a big kasha. That's your kasha. Loisim mi masnisa. Why don't you ask from the Mishnah? Ask a better kasha. Ask me a kasha that you see this Baal Tosef even after you already brought the Matan Aleph from the Bechor. Must be that even after this Mana Mitzvah, still there's a Baal Tosef. Must be. Why didn't you ask that question? The teretz is because at the end of the day, what would be if I had another opportunity now to bring a Bechor, so it would come out the whole day as this man. And therefore you held that's not a steerer to what I said. So no, if that's the case, so the same is true as it relates to the Braisa. Meaning Rabbi was just saying that at the end of the day, that it seems like you're willing to hear such a svara. You know, I know you're willing to hear such a svara because you asked the kasha from a brayso, you didn't ask the kasha from the Mishnah. So no, once you're willing to hear such a svara, so why are you chapping me with Berchas Kayim? What's the difference between Berchas Kayim and the Bechar? The Bechar, you see this Baal Tosef, even after this man must be, because it's a svara, Ilu Misrami, Bukhra Akrino. So as it relates to Birchas Kainim, say the same exact svara. Maybe really the only time this Baal Tosef is bizman, and this is considered man, because, so Rabbi's just saying, why do I think my teretz are good teretz? Because I think there's no difference between what I'm saying and between what you find by the Bechar. And it seems like you're masking to my understanding of Bechar. Vahara, you didn't ask me from there. Otherwise, you would have come firing away from there. If you thought Rabbi Shua holds that this Baal Tosef, even Lachas Mane, Dosh Deit and Bechar, that would have been your kasha. Why are you asking from a Brayis about Berchas Kainim? Ask a much better kasha. Ask from there. Elamai, you hear what I'm saying. And what do you hear? You hear my Svara. That must be what you hear. So no, if you hear what I'm saying and you hear my Svara, so why should this be any different? That's what Rabbi's tying back to Rav Shem Barabba. Very, very good shmak. So the Gemara says, Hanu, what did Rav Shem Barabba hold? Rav Shem Barabba, Hasam Le Sagi De La Yav, Hachi Bay Mevarchi, Ibay Le Mevarch. There it's still a little bit different. Because over there, if the Kayin would bring a Bechar, and then afterwards another Bechar would come, he would have to bring the other Bechar. That's an obligation that he has to do. This Kayin, once he duchen, doesn't have to duchen anymore. So Enechanami, there is a Svara of Ilu Isrami, and that makes it Isma Mitzvah, but that's only if it's Isrami, you're going to have an obligation. But if when it's Isrami, you're not going to have an obligation, it's still optional. It's something that if you want to do, you could do. If you don't want to do, you don't have to do. Over there, we look at it as being different. But just coming back to where we are, and that is Rabbi Shita, that mitzvahs ain Tzriches kavana, amalei abaya, elameyata, hayoshim b'shmini b'sukhi yilaka. If somebody sleeps on the 8th day in the sukhi, he should get malchus. Malchus for what? For Baal Tosef. And what does it have to do with mitzvah tzriches kavana, mitzvah saying tzriches kavana? Because bishlam, if mitzvah tzriches kavana, as long as you didn't have kavana, since you didn't do the mitzvah, it's not considered Baal Tosef. But the mitzvah saying tzriches kavana, the mitzvah is just the ma'isef. The mitzvah is just the ma'isef. So shouldn't it be a problem of Baal Tosef? So what was Rabbi's teretz? Rabbi said, Sha'ani Yomer, I hold mitzvahs ene over aleim ela bizman. The only time you're over Baal Tosef is bizman mitzvah. But once bizman mitzvah passes, at that point you can't be over Baal Tosef anymore. Rava said a different teretz. He said, Lotzeis loy bayi kavana, laver bayi kavana. It's true, Rabbi holds mitzvahs ain't triches kavana. But that just means mitzvahs ain't triches kavana lotzeis. You don't have to have kavana to be yoitz a mitzvah. But laver, to be over a mitzvah, Baal Tosef, for that already, you would have to have kavana. Freit Gemara, if that's true, vamat and domim, le Rabbi Yeshua, the lavar, v'loy boy kavana, matan domim, Rabbi Yeshua said, you, when it was mixed up with the matan dal, you can't do dal. Why? Because it's going to be Baal Tosef. What's the Baal Tosef? There's no kavana over there. If you're telling me the only time you ever Baal Tosef is when you have kavana, there's no kavana. Ela my Rava. So Rava said, let me tweak it a little bit. Lotzneis, loy boy kavana. To be yoitza mitzvah loy boy kavana, like the Rabbi said, mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. But lavar, when it comes to being over, bismanoi, then loy boy kavana, shaloy bismanoi, but if it's going to be shaloy bismanoi, then it's going to be boy kavana. Either way, those are the two terutzim, tabayis kasho, of elameyata, yoshim bishmini bisuki yiloka. Either it's because mitzvahs ene over alem el bismanam, once it's not the zmanam mitzvah, at that point you can't be over Baal Tosef. Oye shloimer, maybe you could be over Baal Tosef, even when it's not the zman of the mitzvah. But at the very least, shaloi bezmanai by kavana. At that point, you would have to have kavana. So lavar, shaloi bezmanai, like hayoshim b'shmini besukah, at that point, the halacha would be that you have to have kavana. Just finish the Gemara. Amalei Rav Zeira l'shamai. Rav Zeira told this gabbai, ichavin v'tokali. I want you to have kavana and be mitzi me with tkiya shofar. Says the Gemara, Alma Kosava, you see the Rav Zeira must hold mashmiya bayi kavana, that mitzvah sriches kavana is not enough that the shemeya has kavana, but the mashmiya has to have a mind to be mitzi as well. Mitzvah, I'll ask you a kasha, hoya yivarach, eru beis haknesses, going back to our mission. Somebody who's walking behind the beis haknesses, oisha yivarach, samach the beis haknesses, or you live next to a beis haknesses, the shama kol shofar, and you hear the kol shofar, kol megillah, or the kol megillah. Im kiven libe yotza, if he had a mind to be yotzi, yotzi vim lav lo yotza. Freit the Gemara, v'chi kiven libe mayhava, who cares if he had a mind? At the end of the day, the Baal Tekeya doesn't know that this person's walking Achayri Beis HaKnesses, so he didn't have a mind to be Moitzayim. So Bishleim, if only the Shemeya has to have a mind to be Yotze, that's all good. But if you need the Mashmiya to have a mind as well, here he didn't have a mind. So the Gemara says, Hacha B'Shleich Tzibur Askinon, we're talking about where the person's a Baal Tekeya. It's not like a private, personal Baal Tekeya. He's the Shleich Tzibur. The Daita Akula Alma, he has a mind. Everybody, Toshma, another right. Neschavin Shemeya Velin, Neschavin Mashmiya. Brisa that the Gemara mentioned earlier, in the daf, if the Shemeya had a mind to hear, but the Mashmiya didn't have any kavana to be yoytzin, neschavim Mashmiya, v'loy neschavim Shemeya, or the Mashmiya had kavana, but the Shemeya didn't have kavana, loyotzi, not yoytzin, adshni neschavim Shemeya Mashmiya. The only time you yoytzin is if the Shemeya and the Mashmiya are mechavin. So the Gemara says, "Ktoni Mashmiya, domi the Shemeya." It sounds like we're equating the kavana that the Shemeya has to have and the kavana that the Mashmiya has to have. Now, Mashmiya Shemeya la'atzmoy. What kavana does the Shemeya have to have to be yoytzin the mitzvah? Nu af Mashmiya, Mashmiya la'atzmoy. It sounds like the Mashmiya has to have a mind to be Yaitza, just for himself. Viktani lo yatza. Now, you see, there's questions here with the Gersa. But if you look on the side of the Gemara, Rabbi Tzal Meiranshberg of Prague fame, so the way he explains the Gemara is, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that the Shemeya and the Mashmiya both have to have Kavana. And we're equating the Kavana. Shemeya has to have Kavana to be Yaitza. Mashmiya has to have Kavana to be Yaitza. The same exact Kavana. Now, if one of them didn't have Kavana lo yatza, but it sounds like if you would have Kavana, you would be Yaitza. So what does the Shemeya have to have in mind to do? Be Yaitza. What does the Shemeya have to have in mind to do? Be Yaitza, but not to be Moitzi. So that's the Kasha. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, he really, it's Machlekes Tanam. The Tani relim to the right says, Shemeya, Shemeya la'atzmoy, u'mashmiya, mashmiya l'fi darkoy. That the Shemeya just has to have a mind to do his thing, the Mashmiya has a mind to do his thing, and everything is good. Amar Rabbi Yoisni, b'medvar, ma'amurim, b'shliach tzibur. That's a shliach tzibur. Avo b'yachin, when it comes to a yachin, la'yotza, achi yischavin, Shemeya, u'mashmiya. Then the Shemeya has the mind to be Yaitza, and the Mashmiya would have to have in mind to be Moitzi, the Shemeya as well, like Rav Zera told Shamoy, he told his Gaba, Ichavin v'tokal, he have a mind, and be meitzin me with Kiya Shaifer. So as it relates to related raid bites, on the second part of the daf, the sugya mitzvah srichas kavana, just an idea of some of the things that we've gone through. Number one, right at the beginning of the sugya, kafoy v'achal matzah, yotza. And the Gemara initially thought, that what does it mean, kafoy v'achal matzah? It means kafoy shade. And the Gemara says, Kafei Shade, Mamonavshach. If at that time he's a Pikeach, so he's a Pikeach, what's the problem? And if he's a Shaita, then for sure, Loi Yatza. What does that mean? What the Gemara is saying is that if someone would do a mitzvah at a time that he's deemed a Shaita, and then later he wouldn't be a Shaita anymore, so the halacha would be that he would have to do the mitzvah all over again. If I myself am potter from a mitzvah, and at that time I do a mitzvah, and then later I become Chayiv in a mitzvah, I would have to do the mitzvah again. Now, really, it's not such a chiddush, because we know that someone that's not obligated in a mitzvah can't be moitzi someone that is obligated in a mitzvah with his mitzvah. So, for example, a katan can't be moitzi a gadol with a mitzvah, because a katan's potter from mitzvahs, and a gadol is chayiv in mitzvahs. What this Gemara is saying is one more knetch, that not only if Reuven and Shimon, two people, one is chayiv and one is potter, can the one that's potter not be moitzi the one that's chayiv? But even the chad gavra, one person, if a person did a mitzvah, the zelba mensch, when he was potter, and then later he became chayiv, he would have to do the mitzvah again. Not only can two different people not be moitzi one the other when one is potter and one is chayiv, but the mensch alein, if he did it when he was potter, he can't be moitzi himself when he's chayiv. Freik the shagisarye, and we have a raid bite on this. If that's the case, he doesn't understand a sugya in Perek Haba, Yevimta, Yemesachtes Yevamis. But the Gemara discusses somebody that had a family when he was an Eina Yehudi, and then he was Megayer, where it's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether he can fulfill his mitzvah of Prur Vu with the children that he had Begoyusai, or he can fulfill the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, Reish Lakish said, Gershon is Skyr, Kikot and Shanoi Ladami, this is a whole new person, a whole new family, and as a result, you can't do it. But Rabbi Yochanan says you could. Freak the Shagasari, how could he be Yotze the mitzvah? At the end of the day, this person did the mitzvah at a time where he was potter from the mitzvah. A ben noach doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. Now he does have a mitzvah puravu. So how is it possible that this person can fulfill the mitzvah la'acha geirusoi? It's a famous kasha from the Turi Eben right here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara mentioned the sugya mitzvah srichas kavana, and in the course of the Gemara mentioned maybe a chilek between mitzvah srichas kavana when it comes to achilas matzah and mitzvah srichas kavana when it comes to tkiya shofar. Kafay v'ochal matzah yotza. Rabba said, Zoysay Meres, Hakakea Lashir Yatza. The Gemara says, not necessarily the same. Matzah, maybe. But Kia Shofar, maybe not. The truth is, that is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Paskins, Halacha Lamaisa, that mitzvahs tzriches kavana. Meaning, when it comes to Tekeh Lashir, you're lo yatza. The Rambam says, all mitzvahs are tzriches kavana. However, matzah, kafay v'achal matzah, the halach is, you're going to be yatza. And the Ran right here in our sugya is matmiya. At the end of the day, the maskanas of Gemara seems to be that there's no difference between mitzvahs. And either you hold mitzvah tzriches kavana, or you hold mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. So what's pshan in the Rambam Shita that the Rambam pask is mitzvah tzriches kavana, but when it comes to achilas matzah, mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. We have two related raid bites on this. It's really based on Torah from Reb Chaim Brisker, where Reb Chaim explained the Rambam Shita. It's based on the sugya of mesasek, bechalovim, ve'arayos, Ayin Shom, as it relates very much to this halacha. Ela meyata hayoshem b'shmini b'suki yilaka. So this is something that we spoke about in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yutes. We mentioned the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis is kasha on the famous chiddush of the Bach, that the Bach says that even the mandama that holds that mitzvahs ain't triches kavana, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah and tzitzis and tefillin, being that it says the loshen of Leman, Leman Tizkiru, Leman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha, and Leman Yeidu Deir Seichen, Kibbezugis Hashafti. Over there, everybody holds that you have to have Kavana. As Machloikis Prima Godim, and the Bekuri Yaakov, the Aruch Laner, whether the Kavana is Ma'akiv or the Kavana is not Ma'akiv, but the Bekuri Yaakov said Kavana is Ma'akiv, which means that when it comes to Sukkah, really, there's no difference between the man Dama that holds Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana and Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. If that's the case, Shtalzach the Fraga. So, what's Pshan in the Gemara? The Gemara asked the Kashna, Elameyato, Hayoshim Bishmini Besuki Yiloka, and the Gemara is being toiled in Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. When it comes to the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, there is no difference because everybody holds, because it says l'man yedu derei seichem, that mitzvah are tzriches kavana. We spoke out of Teretz based on Torah from Rav Shlomo Hyman, which goes very much to the gut of understanding the sugya mitzvah tzriches kavana, mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. Another related raid bite, and we'll end with this, is we have to end the discussion of the related raid bites. So that is a piece from Rav Aaron Kotler, the Shiva Zatzal, in Mishnas Rav Aaron, where Rav Aaron discussed a katan. If a katan does a mitzvah, katan's an eina mitzvah v'oisa. But when a katan does a mitzvah as an eina mitzvah v'oisa, does he get schar like an eina mitzvah v'oisa? So for example, an isha, she's potter from the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, but if she sits in a sukkah, she gets schar. Gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa, yoisa mimi she'ena mitzvah v'oisa, machlik is Rambam and Rabbi Ratam, she does make a brichas ha-mitzvahs, she doesn't make a brichas ha-mitzvahs, but everybody agrees, she gets schar for what she does. You get schar like an ena mitzvah v'oisa, al zen nemar, the concept of schar for an ena mitzvah v'oisa. What about a katan? Does a katan get schar as an ena mitzvah v'oisa, or does he not get schar as an ena mitzvah v'oisa? So Rabbi Aaron said at first glance, really, what does it sound like it would be Tolian? When a katan does a mitzvah, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? So he says, Yesh Loimar, it's Tolian, the age-old question. Mitzvah tzriches kavana, or mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana? If you hold mitzvah tzriches kavana, so it comes out, a mitzvah is not just a mitzvah, it's the kavana as well. A katan, we know, is not a bardas in halacha. And if he's not a bardas in halacha, then kavana is not kavana. And if it's not kavana, how's he going to be mekayim the mitzvah? At the end of the day, he doesn't have kavana. If mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana, all he has to do is the maisa. If all he has to do is the maisa, a katan could do a maisa. He's not a masasik ba'alma. It is a maisa. And if it's a maisa, then that in of itself would be enough. But just in so many layers and different things that come from Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, this is just a toya mea, chayim zachu, and we will end here.